is Radharat Sudaniti, verse number 198. This is verse 198. Ashashya dasyam brishabhanujayas tire samadhyasya chabhanujaya kadanu brindavana kunjaviti saham nurade yatitir bhaveyam. Translation. Aspiring for the service of Bhanu Nandini Srimati Radharani, I reside on the banks of the Yamuna. Oh, when in the bower house lanes of Vrindavan, oh Radhe, why finally become your newly arrived guest? So this title of this verse is a beggar guest in Vrindavan. Radha Rani Ki Jai. So here he's a very beautiful verse. This is another verse in Sarika Vesh, where Prabodhananda Saraswati, the author, he's praying that I am just a temporary visitor in Vrindavan. I am just a temporary visitor, and I am like an atithi. I am a guest in Vrindavan, and I'm begging for the service of Radharani. It's a very nice verse. My asha, ashashya dasyam brishabhano jayas. He says, oh brishabhano, oh daughter of Vrishabhana Maharaj, ashashya dasyam. Of course, it's poetry, so it's actually very beautiful Sanskrit. Ashashya dasyam Vrishabhano jayas. Tire samadhyasya chabhano jaya. Kadanu brindavana kunjaviti. Swaham nuradhe yatiti yatitir bhaveyam. So the first line of Shashya is simply, this is my aspiration. This is what I want. This is what I'm hankering for. This is what I desire. My constitutional nature is Krishna Das. But the specific, every jiva's constitutional nature is servitude to the Supreme. We're servants of love. And the Supreme Personality of Love is Krishna. And the Supreme Loving Personality is Radharani. And all the gopis and lakshmis and devis, they're all expansions of Radharani's serving principle. And all the different purushavatars and leelavatars and even devatas, they're all expansions of Purusha, Adi Purusha Sri Krishna, Purushottam Sri Krishna. So the jiva, jivera swarupaya krishnara nityadas, we're all eternal servants. That's our sarup. Sarup means my constitutional position. Now somehow, by some causeless mercy, we may have the idea that, yes, I want to serve Krishna, but by serving his devotee. And that's the very beginning of devotional service anyway. We serve Krishna by serving his devotee. Because we can't see Krishna, we haven't met Krishna, we don't know Krishna, we don't understand Krishna, but we see Guru. We hear from Guru, he speaks to us. We see his form, we hear from him, we serve him. So there's a Guru-Shishya-Sambandha. There's a relationship between a disciple, the seeker of love divine, and a distributor of love divine. Distributor of love divine is Sri Guru, and the seeker of love divine is Shishya. So he's taking the role of a sadhak, a practitioner, who's living in Vrindavan, and he's almost like an autobiography. He says, Vrishabhano Jayas Tire Sama. Second line says, or line one says, oh, this reminds me of this Asha. Ashashya dasyam Vrishabhano Jayas. Oh, you who are born from Vrishabhano, Vrishabhano Jaya means Janam. I want your service. And Krishna says, Nadi Puran, that someone says, oh, I am Krishna's devotee. Krishna says, no. All those serving posts are already filled. But if someone says, I'm a devotee of your devotee, then Krishna is very happy. So imagine if you're a devotee of the greatest devotee. You may be a servant of Arjuna or a servant of anyone, and they're all great devotees and eternal associates of Krishna. But if Krishna says, oh, you're my servant, Krishna Das, who are you serving? Who are you serving me through? Because nothing is direct, everything requires introduction. Because Krishna's not small, he's big, he's a supreme, he's a Godhead. So we need introduction from Guru. Oh, I'm aspiring to serve Radharani. And Krishna becomes very attracted. He says, yes, I am too. This is my asha also. My asha. This is my hope against hope that I can somehow caress the lotus feet of Radharani in my hands and fondle them and massage them and press them and paint them and make her feel happy. Because if Radharani's happy with me, that's my perfection. So that's the sum and substance of the life of a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Making Radharani happy. We're serving Radha Govinda Yuga because Radharani attains the greatest happiness by receiving Shyam. So we make all the Manjaris and Sakis, the Kinkaris, they make all kinds of arrangements to bring Krishna to Radharani, to bring Radharani to Krishna. Because when they come together, then that's the supreme perfection for everyone. Everyone in Vrindavan is endeavoring and working towards the perfection of bringing Radha and Krishna together. Why does Nanda Maharaj and Radharani, Nanda Maharaj and so many Brijvasis, they're in Vatsalya Bhav. They're far, far away from Madhuriya Bhav. They have no conception. They can't see it, understand it. They only think Radharani comes every day to cook Krishna's breakfast in Nandagram. And Yashoda embraces her. First, Radharani falls at her feet and offers her pranams at the feet of Nandarani, of the Rani of the king of Braj, Yashoda Maya. And then Yashoda warmly embraces her. And when she's embracing her, she's, oh, such a beautiful girl. She should be my daughter, or at least my daughter-in-law. And she thinks that, oh, my Lala, he likes so much the food cooked by Radharani. Radharani is Krishna's friend, and she cooks for him. That's all she thinks. She doesn't know more than that, of what the degree of intimacy or confidential relationship that Radha and Krishna have. And Krishna insists on going out to take care of the cows, although he's a Yuvaraj. He's the prince. His father's the king. And thousands and thousands of servants to do that work. But Krishna insists on doing it himself. And the parents, they allow him to go. So in that way, Yashoda and Nanda, but they make all kinds of arrangements for his protection. They chant the string of mantras. They chant kavaches. They tie kavaches on his wrist. They tell the older coward boys to walk with swords and shields and bow and arrow on both sides in front of Krishna to protect him from Rakshas and demons. And then they cry, oh Lala, why do you have to go? And they embrace him 100 times, and they showed us so much about Vatsalya Bhav, whether Krishna's 1 month old or 1 year old or 10 years old. As soon as she looks at the beautiful, sweet, angelic face of her Shyam, of her Damodar Nandalal, she immediately starts pouring forth Niagara Falls of tears and Ganga River of breast milk, breast milk is rushing from her breast because she's so excited. A mother, every mother knows, she feels so excited, her breasts become wet as soon as she looks at her child because so much love is coming out of her heart for her child. It just expresses itself in that way. Because Vatsalya, motherhood, means nourishment, growth, protection, caring, training, scolding, rewarding, everything. So Mother Yashoda is the supreme ideal mother. No one loves a child like Mother Yashoda. Her vatsa, her gopavatsa. So they say, oh, and every day the same scene goes on. Oh, why do you have to herd the cows? But they let him go, and in that way they assist Krishna meeting Radharani. So Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, by arranging and allowing Krishna to take the cows out for 9 hours, he goes away from home for 9 hours, and God knows where he goes, because boys are like that. As soon as a boy is 8 years old, he gets a bicycle and you never see him again. He's there for breakfast and you maybe see him at dinner, if you're lucky. Then when he gets a car, you never see him. When he grows up in 17, 18, then, yeah, I saw my brother. If you have a brother, you say, I saw him a couple of days ago, even though you're sleeping in the same house. They had nature to wander. They wander everywhere. So 9 hours, Yashoda and Nanda have arranged for Krishna to be in the kunjas of Radhakund, enjoying intimately Sringar Rati with Radharani. The most intimate pastime. So this is the nature of the leelas and braj. Everything is for the center. Krishna's service, but in different ways. So our angle of vision given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is we serve Krishna through the lotus feet of Radharani. We're happy with that. Like many devotees say, I don't know Krishna. I don't know Radha. I know Sri Guru. And I serve him with my heart and soul. And everything I have, I serve my guru. And this way, Krishna is so pleased. So pleased. Oh, you're showing so much regard for Sri Guru. So much attentiveness. So much feeling. So much care. So much worry. I'm worrying about this and worrying about that. And I'm anxious about this service. And I'm anxious about that service. This is all transcendental. Completely transcendental and liberating emotions. These type of emotions, feelings and sentiments directed towards Sri Guru are the very cause of one's liberation from material bondage, because they attract the heart of Krishna. Love me, love my dog. So, the guru is not a dog, but he's a humble servant of his guru, and we're the humble servant of our guru. And everyone's a humble servant of someone. Guru is not an independent lording over entity. Guru is also serving his guru, and he's engaging us in the service. So in this way, we're aspiring for the service of Radharani. He's saying, Ashashya dasyam prishabana jayas tire samadhyasya chabana jaya. He says, I explain giving class, when we hear or read or try to understand, we can understand by using these questions. Who is speaking? Who is present in this lila or in this book or in this shloka? What are they saying? What are they doing? Where are they doing this? And when? What time is it? Why are they doing it? And how are they doing it? Who? What? When? Where? And why? And how? These are 6 questions, the 5 W's and 1 H. 5 W's and 1 H. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. So this is a way of understanding any reality. Well, there was an accident. Where? Who is involved? Your husband. Oh, what happened? You know, the questions start rolling. Who, what, when, where, how did it happen? Oh, he went too fast and this and that. So this is how we collect information about our environment. So this, and we store, we collect, we understand, we sift, we reject, we accept some information and reject others according to its relevancy and application of our own lives and consciousness. So when we're studying philosophy, everything is extremely important. So, and it helps our mind stay in tune. It's called attention. Hearing with attention. Studying with attention. I'm chanting japa. Who's chanting japa? Me. What am I doing? I'm chanting japa. How am I doing it? I'm sleeping. Oh, is that a good way to do it? No, I don't think so. Why am I doing it? I don't even know. That's a really good question. Wish somebody could explain to me and maybe I could get more enthusiasm. Keep going. So these things, when they're all clearly understood and you have clear, solid, convincing answers, convincing to yourself, then you can progress very nicely. So here's a sadhaka. We're also sadhakas or practitioners of devotional service. And he's praying for what? For seva. When I joined the temple in Los Angeles, they said, oh, this prayer, this Hare Krishna mantra, is a prayer for seva. Oh, Krishna, please engage me in seva. Oh, Radharani, I want to engage in seva. So in those days, the general angle of vision was, oh, Radha, bless me so I can serve Krishna. So now after 40 years, I'm still begging for service, but now I'm chanting Hare Krishna. And I'm not chanting Hare Krishna with the mindset, oh, Radha, please engage me in Krishna's service. I reverse the sequence. Oh, Krishna, please engage me in Radha's seva. Radha Dasyam. Ashashya Dasyam Vrishabhano Jayas. Ashashya Dasyam Vrishabhano Jayas. She's born from Vrishabhano. This is my Asha. Asha. You have a girlfriend named Asha. She has hope. We all have hope. We have hope that things will get better, and they don't. We have hope that things will improve, and they don't. Life just rolls on to death. But the hope is the only thing that keeps one even alive. The difference between living and suicide is hope. What's the difference between living and suicide? Hope. Some people become too frustrated, too hopeless, and then, finished. So hope, everyone's hoping. Oh, my husband's lousy, my wife is lousy, but I hope they get better. We don't have any money, but I hope my husband gets a raise. We have a crappy car, but I hope we get a new one soon. My husband said soon we'll get one, so I have hope that soon we'll get a new car. So hope is the petrol that drives us forward. Ashashya Dasyam. And then, so this is what? What's going on in this verse? Someone's praying. What do they want? They want the service of Radharani. And so who's speaking? Or where are they? Tire Samadhyasya. Nidhinyasa means, this means sitting. I'm sitting a very beautiful way because he's a poet. Like painters, they have a way of taking some oil and paint and making something attractive and beautiful and even meaningful if they're very deep painters. Very meaningful paintings with lots of bhav and all kinds of amazing things going on. Waves of emotions can come from very wonderful art. When someone is painting what he cherishes most, then it's really art. But when one's painting for money, it's something different. Both artists are painting Radha and Krishna. But one's painting Radha and Krishna for money, another's painting for love, as an expression of love. And the content of the bhav behind the activity is reflected in the final product. So when you see the final painting, you say, oh, that's nice, very, very technical, very exact. Earrings and jewelry, everything very nice, but no bhav. No bhav. It's a very common expression. Yes? You see a painting, someone says, oh, look at this painting. It might be very crude or very simple, but there's so much feeling there. There's so much bhav. Because it's an offering of love. It's not like, oh, hello, can you make this painting of Radha Krishna? Yeah, 2.5 lakhs. Okay. Then what will you get? You get money, but not love. It's so sterile and so dry. It's so obvious. Because I know artists that paint out of love. And I know artists that paint out of money. vast difference. You can see the simplest painting, but it's done with love. So here, Saraswati Pad, he's telling, this is me, I'm an artist, I'm a word artist, I'm a kavi, I'm a kaviraj. And where am I? Who is speaking here? One sadaka. He's in Vrindavan. Where is he in Vrindavan? He's Tire Banojaya. Banojaya means what? It's a very beautiful way of saying what? Kalindi. Bano is the name for the sun. Banojaya. Jaya means born from the sun. The father of the Kalindi, or the father of the Yamuna River, is Suryadev. So his kutir, Prabhupada Saraswati, you can see his kutir, it's behind Kaliyadaha on the Vrindavan Parikrama Marg. Does his bhajan there. So he said, I'm sitting here on the banks of the Yamuna Tire, Samadasya, and I'm hoping that somehow I will attain the service of Radharani, hoping that Radharani will give her mercy. A sadaka must never lose hope. We must keep the flame of hope always burning. We should, every sadaka, this is should be the age se, sab log age, or piche or log aenge. So no, that's you too. You were comfortable and you will be comfortable. Come forward. Oh, who do I see? Everybody has asan. Obviously, this is an English pravachan. It's not a bangala bosho. Kikorcho. If I knew bangala, that would be my good fortune. Very good fortune. Sab shastras bangala me. Sab bhakti log bangala me. Takarji. Hindi vote kame. Just hello, goodbye. Kidna sabji, Torah sabji, does that lelo take? Please don't mind. Anyway, you don't know English, just sit and listen. Aram se. Enjoy Radharani Bagicha. Aka parosie sa aram se. Nitai dam, this is Radhadam. Radhadam here, Anangamandri Nitai dam there. And I think Sri Guruji, Ekazarat, Nityananda Vamshacharya, Pran Krishna, and Prem Gopal Goswami Maharaj is under, ashramay under. And Pran Krishna Baba, Ekazarat, Pran Krishna Baba is also. It's A Mandir Mahant, Pran Krishna Baba. So about Sabhagya, Pura Mula Sabhagya. So Ashabanda. Ashashyadasyam Vrishabhanu Jayas Tire Samadhyasya Chabhanu Jaya Kadanu Vrindavana Kunjaviti Soham Nurade Yati Tir Bhaveyam. So here I am, I'm sitting in my kutia in the banks Kalindi, Yamuna Tire. And he's hoping that, so a sadhaka, I was saying in my note, I was saying a sadhaka must always think, is this some line of control here? LOC, this is LOC, don't cross. You may have to come closer even. Come closer. Gopis can come closer. Gwals, you know. Gwal Gopa Toradur. Gopi Pasme. Bhagavan Va. Sub Gopiana Aro. So the sadhaka must always think, in this very lifetime, ye jivan, siddhi prapti, bhavishya janam no, ye jivan. This is ashabandha. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pada is saying, ashabandha. Ashabandha is a lakshana, a bhav, bhava bhakti lakshan. Sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana, raganuga sadhana, bhava prema bhakti. So bhava bhakti has nava, nine symptoms, nava lakshan. So one is nam ruchi sadagane. Nam gane sadaruchi. For nam, oh, Kubruchi, Kubruchi, Sabsame Ruchi, Nam, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Dai Gaur, Nidai Gaur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chobis Ganta, Ruchi, all the time taste for the holy name. That's one. And the other is Lilastali Priti Vas. Great love for living in the Dham. Dham, Dham Priti, Priti. Love, Priti, love to live in Dham, Vrindavan. The Sadhguru Swamis, all of our Acharya Mahajans, mostly Navadvipa Dham, TK, but this is the Paramgati is Vrindavan. Astakali Lila Vrata Govindaji in the Manjri Bhav. And Vrindavan is a place of sadhan. Vrindavan is a place of siddhi. Radha Darshan, Krishna Darshan. So this is, we should think that in this lifetime I will attain perfection. This is Asha. He's praying Ashashidasya, Radadasyam. In this very life, oh Vrishabhanu Jayas, oh daughter of Vrishabhanu, I want to have perfection in this lifetime. And you can't settle for less. I will have this. By Guru Kripa, by Nam Kripa, Mahant Kripa, by the mercy of Guru and the holy name and the devotees, I will attain the perfection of my bhajan. Dere dere vidi bhakti dere, and Guru Kripa, Vaishnav Kripa, Krishna Kripa, then Rag Bhakti Chalare, beginning Raghunuga Bhakti practicing. When Rag begins, then when Rag comes, only by mercy, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad, is saying that this Rag, only by mercy, by Kripa, Krishna Kripa or Vaishnav Kripa. By Janam, by Punya, by Karma, by Tirtha Yatra, by Tapa, by Ekadasi Brat, by any kind of Punya Karma, Rag Bhakti Nahi, Keval Kripa. A Guru, he gives Kripa. He says, oh, Achi Bhakta, you're a good devotee, I give you this Diksha. And then Prikshit, Shishya Pariksha, examining the Shishya. Okay, now the Pranali, Siddha Pranali, Lelo. So Siddha Pranali Prapti, then Rag Prapti. Rag, Raganuga, Rag, attachment. Pele, Siddha Prapti, Siddha Pranali, Pele, then Dere Dere, Cheto Darpana Marjana. You know, Grihastha Ashram and both busy, hey. And Guru Janta, Guru understands, he knows. So, this is a little, who can adjust? Who knows? I'll do it. No one isn't too good. It's a little too loud, next second.
It's too loud.
Yeah, no, I do it.
Hear okay? It's all right.
Radhe, Radhe. Okay? Huh. So, once along the same point of Ashabandha, one saint said that by practicing bhajan and Vrindavan, perfection will come slowly but surely, just as the daylight increases, the more the sun rises. So this, the sunlight starts off small, and then it gets bigger. So this is the whole mercy of Vrindavan. This is Asha. So here, Saraswati Pad is in Kinkari Bhav, Mandri Bhav, and he's praying and hoping for the seva of Vrishabhanu Nandini. That's the first line, and the second line is, Tire Samadhyasya Chabana Jaya. So I already explained, he's hoping, but where is he hoping? He's hoping in a Leela Stali, Kaliyadaha. Why he chose there, I don't know. You would have to ask him. Kaliyadaha. Maybe he felt like that was a nice, humble place to be. Because devotees usually, they take a very dainya position, very humble position. So generally, devotees will want to do bhajan in a Madhurya Leela Stali. Madhurya Leela Stali, like Radhakund, Sevakund, Nidiban, Yavat, Varsana. These are the very powerful places. And for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the param 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 bhajan stant is Radhakund. Radhakund. Radhakund tata, Shamakund tata, this area. Because here at Madhyan Leela, Radha and Krishna have beautiful pastimes. Banbihar, Jal Keli, and then Pashakila, and then Holi and Julan, many, many Leelas. So a very, very special place. But he's taking a very humble position. He's bhajan, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Saraswati Pad, Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi, Ye Pushtak. His bhajan stali was in Kaliya Daha. So Kaliya is a sap, and very poisonous, envious, matsarya. And he says in Bhagavatam, this Dharma Projita Kaitavocho, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Paramo Nirmatsaranam, Nirmatsaranam Satam. Sanskrit, Matsarya. Matsarya means envious. Irshya. Envious. Oh, you have nice gaddi, nice watch. You have nice wife. Oh, envy. Irshya. So this samp represents this rupam of this irshya rup. Both envious. Just ta. Oh, he's doing bhajan there. He's writing Radharas Sudha Nidhi. He's writing this fantastic book there. And this Sangeet Madhav, Dusra, another book of Prabhupada Saraswati, Sangeet Madhav. There's Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami. And then very similar book, Sangeet Madhav. Must be in Bangla Bhasha. Sangeet Madhav. English, coming English also. Yeah. Sangeet Madhav. It's like same as Gita Govinda. There's Viraha, there's Man, and then there's Milan, like this. So he's writing this book. So I can think, oh, I go in this low place. I'll stay here because I have my heart is like snake. So let me just stay here in Kaliya Daha. And Krishna, he danced on Kaliya Mardan. And then Kaliya was vanquished from here. And all the waters of Yamuna became pure and clean. No more vish, no more poison. Kaliya Jao. So now all the, in my heart, the waters of my heart, the ras, it'll become clean. All the envy and greed, pour asaf. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, pour asaf hoga. Clean, my whole heart will become clean by doing bhajan here. And then I'll have the adhikara. And who is Saraswati Pad? And Gauranganadesh Deepika, Shripad Karnapura Goswamiji, he's telling that this Prabhupada Saraswati is Ashtasakhi Tungavidya Sakhi Saraswati Pad. And alaga other people are telling Vrakreshwara Pandit. And generally in Yogapit and Gaudiya Vaishnav, Nityananda Parivar, Dvaita Parivar, Yogapit Dhyan, they have the Asta Mahants and Asta Kavirajas and Asta Goswamis, Navadvip Dhyan. So there, Vrakreshwara Pandit, he's the Tungavidya. So, maybe same name, because in Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami Pad, and other places, in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, is telling that every Mukta Jiva, one liberated soul, one Krishna. There's one Krishna for one liberated soul. So the Prabhupada Saraswati can be Tungavidya in one Parakoshta. Goloka Vrindavan may one Parakoshta. Tungavidya Sakhi, Prabhupada Saraswati. Adusara Parakoshta, second place, Tungavidya Sakhi, same name, can be Vrakreshwara Pandit. It's like this. It's amazing. One, you can see this Praman is in Dasama Skanda and Dwarka Leela. Narada Muni is going from palace to palace instantly. Satyabhama's palace, Rukmini, Mitravinda, Kalindi, Satyam, Ek Palace, Bhavan, what do you say? Rajbhavan. Ek Rajbhavan. And everyone he saw, Krishna and Rukmini. Then Krishna and Satyabhama. But Krishna and all his parikars and sub Rajbhavan. In the palace of Satyabhama, Satyabhama's palace, there's Krishna and Satyabhama. But Vasudeva, Devaki, Uddhava, all sub-parishad. Now going Rukmini's palace, Krishna and Rukmini, and Vasudeva, and Devaki, and Uddhava. So 60, Solarazar Krishnas. Solarazar 8 16,108 Krishnas, and 16,108 Vasudevs, and 16,108 Devakis, and 16,108 Uddhavs, and Alagalaga. Daruka is a Rath, what do you call it? Chariot drive, what do they call it? Rath or something, there's a name for it. Sarati. He's a Sarati. Daruka the Sarati. So everywhere. So this is the praman that there's one. So every liberated soul, just like you see when you take diksha, sometimes 100 disciples have the name Nittai Das. There's Nittai Das from Bardaman. There's Nittai Das from Calcutta. There's Nittai Das from Delhi. Many, many. One guru, you know, there's many, many. No problem. So Nittai Das from Bardaman, he'll be in one parakoshta with Nittai and Gaur and Radha and Krishna. And other Nittai Das will be in another parakoshta. It's this is how individual it is. Just like you're ek Admi, ek Jiva. But then apka paramatma, may paramatma. Apka paramatma kesat, may paramatma kesat. It's not everyone. I have my sambandha, paramatma sambandha, my relationship with super soul I have. And you have? My paramatma, your paramatma? No, mine. So same there. Here, this is the Shristi Lila. And this is Nitya Lila. Nitya Dham. And this is Mrityu Dham. Janma Mrityu Jiravyadi. Mrityu Dham. Janma Mrityu Jiravyadi. Dukkha Doshana Darshanam. But this is Nitya Dham. So Ashtakalya Lila. Nitya Lila. So no problem. All adjusted. So 100. So it's no problem. So now in line two, he's telling that he's saying, because he's a poet, he's a kavi, Saraswati poet, he's saying, tire samadhyasya Banu Shri, Banu Jaya. So Banu Jaya, he's saying, what does he say, Banu Jaya? It's Banu Jaya. So Banu Jaya is a very beautiful way of saying Yamuna, because Banu is Suryadev, Mitra, Banu, Konark, Devakar, Suryadev, Suryadev, Lagalaga Nam, like Vishnu Sahasranam, so many names. So Suryadev, both Nam hai. Arka, Surya. Devakar, Surya. Dinesh, there's that Rasakan, Kavi, Dinesha Suresha, Mahesha, Ganesha Suresha, Mahesha. There's one famous Raskan, famous Dinesha Suresha. Yeah, thank you. Most all my Indian friends, they know. So what it means? It means Mahesha Shivji. It means Suresha. Suresha is Indra, the Sura, the Isha of the Sura. King of the demigods, Suresha. Then Dinesha. Dinesha means the day. Dinko, day. The lord of the day, Suryadev. And then Mahesha. And Ganesh. Gan means numbers. It means Saravignan. Saravignan Manashan. Ganapati Bhagavan Ki Jai. So like this. It's very beautiful. Yeah, Rasakar. So he's saying, Banu Jaya, I'm Tire Banu Jaya. It's like saying Yamuna Tire, Yamuna Tata, Yamuna Tata, Yamuna. He's saying Tire Banojaya. This is a kavi, this is a poet, this is a kavi, poetry way. So he's saying the whole thing. Ashashyadasyam Prishabanujayas Tire Samadhyasya Chabanujaya. Very nice, very simple, very easy, nice. So this is Sanskrit. Almost like Bangla, very much same, very close. Practically Bangla, they're like brother-sister language. Bangla is Sanskrit, very nice. Really. Hindi is something like cousin. Second cousin. Hindi is second cousin of Sanskrit. Both Torador, little Urdu, little English, a little Persian, Urdu, this, that. Mix ho jayega. Anyway. But Hindi good ras, kub ras, Angrez koi ras nahi. Ek bindu ras nahi. There's not one drop of ras in English. I'm sorry. Maybe in German, French, and other languages. So now, interesting word he's saying, tire samadhyasya chabanajaya. Samadhyasya. Samadhyasya means, like in yoga they say, nidinyasa, nididhyasan, means the sitting in asan. Yama niyama asan, pranayam, then dharana, pratyahara, dharana, dhyan, Juvano Smriti and Samadhi. So the last Shesh Jina, last step on a yoga ladder, progress is Samadhi. Samadhi. That my Dhi, my intelligence, is all collected in one point, Samadhi. Ekagrata. 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 Fixed. Radharani Charan China. Radharani Charan. This is Dhyan, meditation when we're chanting Japa. We fix our mind on Radharani's chinna, the marks on Radharani's feet. Unis. Unis chinna. Radharani baya. Radharani's right foot, there's eight marks. Radharani baya, baya pad, acharan, at mark. And left, and her left side, 11. Krishna, right side, 11, and his left side, 8. So 19. So when one is doing, he's chanting, he's trying to enter a state of samadhi, ekagrata, fixing his mind. The mind is just fixed. So many shastras and Puranas and Bhagavad Puran, third canto, many places. Meditate on Vishnu Charan. And Ambarish Upakya, ninth canto of Bhagavatam, says, let's see, Samadasya, he says, Vaikuntha, how's that verse? You know, it starts, he meditates on the feet. And he says that he's meditating on the feet. Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunaranavanane. Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunaranavanane. What's the first line? Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunaranavanane. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. So he's telling, Ambarish, he's telling, I'm always thinking in my mind of your feet. Vachamsi, vachamsi, vaikuntha gunaranavarane. With my vacha, Bhagavanu vacha, Bhagavad Gita. With vachamsi, vaikuntha gunaranavarane. With my words, I'm glorifying the different qualities, gunavarna, different qualities and characteristics and lakshana of Vaikunthanath, of Vaikunthapati, Sri Narayan. Because Ambarish is Narayan Bhakta. He was a Raja. But that great Durvasa Muni was an Aparadi. He was an Ashta Siddhi Yogi, Durvasa Muni, ninth canto Bhagavatam. But he had Hankar, Aham Yogi, Aham Siddhi Yogi. It's Hankar. And Hankar then Bhakti Nash, Tora Nash, Sab Nash. So then he made Aparad, Ambarish Maharaj. Hey, I'm a titi and I'm a guest and you're then dhyan and no pani ni dedo, no, you're not giving me any water. What is this? And then he cursed. And then Vishnu Chakra comes, huh? Konteya pradijani hi na me bhakti pranashiti. Konteya na jani. My bhakti is bhakti pranashiti. I protect my devotee. Bhakti Pran. So then he, all over the universe, sub jagat, this Durvasa Muni going, and chakra coming. And then finally, then he gets to there. So this is samadhi, samadhyasya. So samadhyasya means, for the sadhak, this is recommended. This charan chinna, rara charan chinna dhyan. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, he wrote one book, Rupa Chintamani. Rupa Chintamani, both Chota Chota Pushtak, Must be in Bangalore. In Bangalore Pushtak, maybe. Navadvip, maybe. Koladvip. Oh, Calcutta. Paramarthic Pushtak. It's called Rup Chintamani. Rup Chintamani. That's right, right. Rup Chintamani. And they are describing very, very nice, point by point, meditation, dhyan. Radhika Charan China, then Radhika Pura Sarup, the full form of Radharani, the full form of Krishna. And we translated that and put it in our book, Art of Chanting, there. So when chanting, because the mind is like Chanchala, Chanchala Himana Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, going either here, there, like Bandur. Like Bandur, you know, here, there. Bandur, you watch, you're here. Now, this is a good time. You're coming here on Braj Yatra. And this Tirtha Snan, and Valasmi Snan, and Guruji, Guru Sarasanga, and Bhagavat Shravan. But it's very nice practice for understanding mind. Just sit somewhere, watch a monkey, Bandur Dehi, and look at your watch. One place sitting. 1 minute? No. It's like... Yeah, the Raja Bandur, they have like some enemy, Ari, enemy? There's some imaginary Kalpan, Ari Kalpan. They're just looking in space. They're just... There's nobody there, only Ek Bandur. But he goes, puts his head. It's a drama, big drama, Bandur drama. But the Bandur is either Uder, Nietzsche, Upper, and shoo, 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 you know. This is when you see, Ye Bandur, Meiraman. Meiraman, Ye Bandur Karm, Meiraman. Jumping. So this is the Shiksha. In Vrindavan, like in Garaskanda, 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Dattatreya Shiksha, 11th canto, Garaskanda. He's telling Chobis Guru, 24 gurus. And so the nature, this Prakriti is a guru, then the Pashu guru, and many, many Lagalaga gurus. So this, you're coming Vrindavan, this monkey, very good guru, Bandur Guru, teaching very, very good lesson. This Ye Bandur Ye Meiraman. Hare Krishna, oh my wife, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh my husband, oh Patni, Hare Krishna, oh Patni, oh Pati. Good problem, big problem. So then, oh, okay. Ye Bandur one side, and then I see Guruji. Guruji is Stita Di Muni. Guruji, Nidhi Nyasan. Guruji is sitting Ekasan. Anek Hoga. Ek Ganta Anek. Teen Ganta Mala. This is Stita Di. Fixed it. Stita Di. Fixed intelligence. Fixed mind. Not like Krishna says in Gita. The mind should be like a flame in a windless place. No hawa, then Agni. The Agni, the flame, is going straight. Not like this. So the mind is no chanchal. It's ekagrita. Radha Krishna Charan. So sadhaka, that's guru. Guru is stita di muni. But we're sadhaka. Sadhaka, we're chanchal. We're pagal. Pagal, crazy. Pagal. Pagal shishya. We practice. It's abhyas, practice, every day. And then, dhire, Krishna is telling in Gita, Arjuna is saying, oh, this mind, chanchalahi mana Krishna, pramati balavadridam, pramatak madha. Completely mad, totally mad, pura pagal. And Pramati, Balavan, very crazy, mad mind. He said, Krishna, my mind is chanchal. My mind is mad, crazy, pagalman. And then he says, Pramati, Balavan, they're very strong. Then Dridam, relentless. Dridam means relentless, very just doesn't quit. No vacation. Mind no chuti. So I say, no vacation. Mind, Chobi's got the problem. Swapna, problem. Jagrata, problem. Jagrata, waking. When I'm awake, I have problem. When I'm sleeping, I have problem. Swapna. Do swapna. Do swapna. Do swapna means bad dream. Do swapna. Do swapna. So the, what? This is mind. Mind production. Moha. Moha means illusion. The mind creates so much illusion. So he's staying here, and I was explaining how this word samadasya. You can, I drew it to that point in my note. You can see that it means like samadhi. He was sitting there doing bhajan, and he was meditating all these wonderful leelas. So how are they here in this word, in this phrase? You find the word samadhi, which means the last stage of meditation. So samadhyasya means he was sitting on the banks, but when he writing, now he's in sadaka roop. He's just writing that I'm a beggar, I'm an atiti, I'm just sitting here like an atiti, like a guest in Vrindavan, and I'm begging Radharani. So he, but some verses he's doing bhajan and he's ekagrata, and suddenly by yoga maya kripa, the mercy of yoga maya, the mercy of Radha and Krishna, he sees lila. And any devotee, you don't have to be siddha mahatma, don't have to be siddha devotee to have lila drishti. You can have even new devotees chanting, and he's maybe read some lila or hear some lila, then you try to think and remember, because Krishna gives smaran. Sarvasya chaham riti sanavishto matasmritir gyanam apovanam cha. Krishna's telling in Gita, in 15th chapter, chapter 15, verse 15. Sarvasya chaham riti sanavishto, 15:20. From me, from Krishna comes remembrance or forgetfulness. So when we're chanting, oh, that lila, oh, Gurudev told very nice lila, Radha and Krishna, this Julin lila. Then chanting, very concentrated, then coming, seeing this pastime. Even sadhaka. You have an experience? We have an experience. We are only neophyte. We are like Kanishta. But even this experience, not long. Samadhi, maybe a few minutes, whatever. This is a kripa. This is guru kripa. Guru wants this. Guru wants that lila comes, that the shishya becomes shuddh, pure. And so he enters the lila, he does his nitya seva. The lila's come in his mind. This is the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is lila pravesh and seva in his sarup. In our sarup, in our spiritual form, we want to serve Radha and Krishna, especially Radharani, Radharani Charan Seva, and so many sevas. This is the goal. So we're chanting, and then by the mercy of Guru, some very nice visions can come. And then as you have to try. It's an abhyas, it's a practice. When Arjuna said, my mind is very powerful, I cannot control it, Krishna says, yes, you can control it by tyag and abhyas. Tyag, by renunciation, detachment. Detachment, tyag. And abhyas, rose sadhana, daily practice, drop, deep, drip, 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 bindu, pani bindu, pani bindu, pani bindu. And then gradually then some goli coming, some hole is there. You see in the mountain, in the parvat, some river and some waterfall, and the water coming, and a rock, big, big shila, big, big rock, some hole coming, because water coming. The softest thing can dissolve the hardest thing. So water is soft. Pani bot komal, soft. And shila bot katin, bot hard. But abhyas. This is the analogy, abhyas. The comparison. This heart, heart, riddhi, it is like shila. He's like Parvat. He's like Parvat. Pop Parvat. It is a mountain of sin. Very hard. No Leela coming. Krishna's feet not coming in my mind. Krishna's face, form, rupam, not coming, not seeing. But Abhyas, Rose Anik, our mantra, our Mangalarti, our Jap, our Shastra Swadhyaya, we read the Bhagavad, we hear Guruji's Shiksha. Then heart becoming soft, komo, dire dire, cheto darpana marjanam, bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. This is Krishna's telling, Abhyas, every day. This is sadhana bhakti is coming from Krishna. Krishna's telling, do sadhana, Abhyas. Abhyas means sadhana. Vaidhi sadhana, Raghunuga sadhana, then bhava. Bhava comes. So he's there, and sometimes he enters samadhi, then he describes so many leelas, and we'll cover those verses are coming. So this is what he's indicating here, that we should be sitting, he's sitting in Banushri, he's sitting on the banks of Yamuna, doing his bhajan, and praying for the service of Radharani, and sometimes entering samadhi. So wherever our bhajan stan is, bhajan stali, wherever we sit, whether you have asan in yoga, whether it's bhakti yoga or ashtanga yoga, we have asan, fixed bhajan asan. Some un or silk and kusamat, and that only bhajan, no other kam, only bhajan. And that's a sacred place. It's special. It's called Divya Vastu. It's very important to have a fixed bhajan asana. Not always, sometimes I sit, sometimes, kabhi-kabhi, living room couch may, no, I chant japa, look at TV. No, fixed bhajan asana. Some Thakurji ke paas, or nearby your Thakurji, or near Tulsi, or some pictures. And that's a fixed place. You set up the place exactly. Okay, no, you have no murti, no problem. Some picture, Radha Govinda Yugal, Chitra, Radha Govinda Yugal, nice painting they have, Radha Govinda Yugal, Yugal Roop. Or our favorite Thakurji, you know, Dameshwar Mahaprabhu. Then this is important, very important. This is your bhajan stali. Grihasthi log, sub devotees married. So, okay, and you don't live in a holy dham, but in your house in Calcutta or whatever, this is fixed place. This is fixed place. Like Vastu. This is Divya Vastu. We have kitchen, we have dining room, everywhere, but this special. I have in my temple, small temple, but inside small temple, I have another room. So you come inside temple, then there's smaller room with wall and small door. So I go in there, and then I close, and Chokidar, don't bother me. So hours I go inside. So people come and go in the house, but you can even you have a small apartment, you can make partition. No partition? Like curtain, you put like a rod in the ceiling, make a little curtain, you open it for when dosts come or guests come, you open it, or then you close it. It should be private area. Because maybe you don't have money for separate temple room, and it costs a lot of money, a separate room for Thakurji. Living room, dining room, mandir, everything sub. But just that bhajan area, some kind of separation. Because not everybody's rich now as a private temple room. Like you do. A private. So this area must be special. And then every time you go, the energy builds, charges up. It's very important. You don't eat there, and no one goes there. So third line he's telling. The second line. Now he says that, what does he say? I went from the second line to the fourth line. That's about right. Kada nu Vrindavana kunja viti. He says, kada, this is everywhere in Shastra, kada, kabe, 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 kada, kada, when. Who, what, when, where, why, how? Who, me, what, perfection, siddhi prapti? When will I attain perfection? How? By sadhana. Why? Because that's my ashabandha. That's what I want. That's what I hope for, to attain the darshan of Radha and Krishna, their nitya seva, in the kunjas of Vrindavan. So, kadanu Vrindavan akunja viti. He says, when will I sit on these footpaths, these viti? These viti means the vitishu means the pathways, prem gali, man gali. If you go to Vrindavan, seva kunj, Radha Damodar Mandir, nearby Radha Damodar Mandir, there's seva kunj. Well, there's small streets there. Nearby, one is called Prem Gali, Man Gali, Dan Gali. Very Purani, old names, because Leela. Before Krishna's time, then Krishna, he took Dan there, Dan Gali, and Prem Gali, then Man Gali, Dan Gali, Prem Gali. They're very nice. So he's saying, when will I be sitting in this Kunjaviti, a pathway to the Kunj? And what is he doing there? And then he says, when will I sit there? And he says, Swaham, says, and I will be an atiti. I will sit there as an atiti. An atiti, we have atiti Narayan, means uninvited guest. It comes outside of the time. No expectation. Someone comes, Radhe Radhe, Kone, Sadhu, Radhe Radhe, and you open. Oh, Nejantam, some atiti. I say, eat her out, some roti. You give some food, give some dan. So it's atiti. So he's saying, I'm like that. I'm a guest in Vrindavan. This is the consciousness. This is the right bhavana, thinking that I have no right here. I have no adhikar for Brajvas. I have no right here. I'm just uninvited guest. This whole Braj Mandal is Radha's place. Sridham Vrindavan. It's Krishna's place. It's their Leela Bhumi, not mine. My Leela Bhumi is Delhi. My Leela Bhumi is Calcutta or Bardaman or whatever, you know, Krishnanagar or whatever. It's not here. So I'm coming here quietly and I'm sitting down. And I'm sitting on this vitishu, this gully, and I'm waiting. Kada, kada. When will I sit there as a guest and Radharani hopefully will recognize me? So he says, oh, Radharani, oh, Radhe, I'm your guest. Nu Radhe aham atiti. He's saying, kada nu Vrindavana kunjaviti swaham aham Radhe atiti. Aham atiti. Oh, Radhe, I'm your guest. Please give me the charity of your service. So this very interesting parallel. There is this dopada, two lines. First line, he's saying, this is my asha manda. This is my icha, my hope. Ashashya dasyam. Ashashya dasyam. Vrishabhano jayas. He says, I want the service of Radharani. And this is the ash of every Gaudiya Vaishnava. Sub Gaudiya Vaishnava ash. Ek ash. Namaste. Ek ash. Sub Bhaktagan. Radha Dasyam. Radharani Dasyam. That's it. So he said, when a titi comes, he wants food, he wants money, he wants a room, he wants a place to stay for one night. A titi. So he's saying, I'm a titi, I'm a guest, but I don't want food. I don't want room. I want seva. Like sometimes Krishna, he changes his rupam. He becomes yogi Krishna. When Radharani's in man, and she won't look at Krishna. She won't listen to him. Oh, Gopa, jao. Mlita Saki, Vishaka, they're all, no, you, jao. Upjao. And then, so then he thinks, oh, Brindadevi, what to do? Radharani won't meet with me. And Brindadevi says, I have an idea. You become yogi. You dress as jogi. And they say in Bengali, jogi. Jogi. And you come with a din-din drum. Ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. Shiv, Shiv yogi. City yoga, yogi. Jogi, ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. And then you beg. You come begging. So Krishna disguised as yogi. So he came to the kunja. So, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Oh, Radharani, there's a city yogi here. One city yogi, and he's a yogi. Well, he's very attractive. Both sundar, hey? Both sundar yogi. He said he has jata, man, but beautiful Padma Lochan, and his Shambarna, towards Shambarna, very, very attractive, but he's yogi, a very serious yogi. Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Yeah, acha. So, catch it. What does he want? What does he want? I don't know. Let's bring him here. Eat her out. Yogi Raj, eat her out. So then yogi comes. Kyache. Radhe, Radhe. Ami Prembikari. Ami Prembikari. Oh, Lali. Ami Prembikari. Okay. Jogi Prembikari? Kya kare? Kya bolche? Ki bolche? Ki bolche? Then Lalita says, just give him some roti. Give him some roti and send him away. Roti dedo, ciao. And they have roti ne chahiye. Acha. Okay, give him 500 rupees. 500 rupee dedo. Say, nah, I don't want. Ami prem bikari. Ami, it keeps saying, bar. Ami prem bikari. Lalite, why is he saying prem bikari? What kind of yogi is this? Both vishesh yogi. Some special type. Prem type. It's just a little crazy type, you know. Vishaka looks at Radharani and says, this yogi Torah, puggle yogi. He said, Ami prem bikari. And Radharani thinks, wait a minute, this voice, this vacha is very familiar. This yogi is speaking, and my riddhi is vyakula. My heart is becoming disturbed. Lalita, this yogi, look closely. I think this yogi is Shyam Sundar. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. So on his way, Krishna broke Radharani's mind and she started smiling, Hasya, and laughing. So this is an Atiti. So the sadaka comes to Brajadam and he lives here. And he says, I'm sitting here in Vrindavan, I'm thinking of you, Radharani, and I'm always meditating on you and Shyam Sundar. And I'm always praying and I'm always hoping that you'll open the door for this guest. Like a guest, a titi comes to your darwaza and you look out the little thing. You know, the modern house, you have a little thing. Near chup, you know. Then, you know, no saying anything. Some stranger, some videshi or whatever. So I'm here. I'm in Vrindavan. Now, where am I? I'm sitting here. Kada nu Vrindavan. When, I'm sitting here. How long do I have to knock on the door before you open the door? One day knocking, 2 days knocking, 3 days, ting, ding, char, ding, punch, ding, ta, 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 ta. Is there no one home? I'll be vacation, holiday. So day after day, bhajan, bhajan, knocking, Radhe, 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 Kotai go, prema mahi, Radhe, Radhe, Kotai go, prema mahi, Radhe, Radhe. Oh, Radha. Oh, Radha, Radha. Then crying, 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 crying. And then that nadi, that prem nadi, that river of tears, you're sitting there in Kutia, in Vrindavan. Grihasti, Babaji, Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Koi Ashram, no vichar. And doing bhajan. And then Vrona, crying. Radhe, Radhe, Kripakaro, Radhe, Kripakaro. Hey, Radha, hey, Radha, hey, Radha. Then so many ashrus, so many tears coming. And becomes Ganga Nadi. Namaste. And then you fall in that Nadi. This patita, inside Nadi. And that Nadi goes to Radharani's heart. Radharani Riddhi. Sakshat Radharani. Radharani Riddhi. Ye Nadi. Oh, Sham. Samatiti. Samatiti is on the Viti. He says, Viti Atiti. Very, very nice. Kadanu Brahmana Kunja Viti. Soham Nu Radhe Yatiti. Viti Natiti. I'm a titi, uninvited guest, Atiti, sitting on your Viti. On your pathway, and I'm crying, Sham, someone's knocking on my kunja door. This is kunja, this is Vishakha Kunja. I'm at Dvaita Parivar. This is Vishakha Kunja. This is Madan Sukhana Kunja. This is my bhavana. This is Madan Sukhana Kunja. So this is the doorway to the kunja. And now we're sitting here waiting for Radharani, please open the door. Kada, kada, when will you open the door? And then give me that don. That don, what don? Ashashya dasyam, prishabhano jayas, tire samadhyasya, chabhano jaya, kadanu brindavana kunjaviti, saham nuradhe, yatitir bhaveyam, saham nuradhe, yatitir bhaveyam. O Radhe, when will I become a guest on the gullies and pathways of Vrindavan's kunjas and groves, sitting on the bank of the Yamuna, aspiring for the service of Brishabhano Nandini, Radhe, Radhe. So that's it for today. Tomorrow, another class. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Vrindavaneshri Radharani ki jai, Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna ji ki jai, Shyamakunda Radhakundam ki jai, Sab Guru Gan ki jai, Sab Bhaktagan ki jai. Jai Guru Dev.